It's 106.1 Rock Radio here on Drive Time. We have a laugh, Dewsbury and I, he's a different generation than me, about when I was a kid. I started my teenage years in 1960, so all my pre-teens were spent, well, from 1947 when I was born through to 1959. And what did I do during those years? Everything. I played in rivers, made rafts, swung across streams on a rope, played in the buildings that had been bombed during the Second World War, played with glass, bits of rusty metal, played games that included throwing stones at my friends and having stones thrown back at me, and generally had one of those childhoods where you cut your knees, your elbows, your arms, your face, your back, you broke things, and it was just part of growing up, perfectly normal. With me, I've got Guy Vertulli from the States. His book is called 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. Guy, thank you for joining us.
It's a great pleasure.
So what made you, what gave you the formative idea that we need this book?
Well, when you start to read about schools that are banning somersaults and cartwheels in the playground, it's really time to start talking about what we're doing when we overprotect children. And that's depriving them of the very experiences that are going to make them creative geniuses capable of changing the world when they're adults.
We thought that here in the UK, it's called the health and safety industry. And I've got to say, I thought it was peculiar just to the United Kingdom. I didn't realize that it was something that had started to spread its tentacles out in the States.
Oh, yes. You know, I live in California, which is regarded by legal scholars as the most litigious state in the world. The number of things that you can't do anymore because of the possibility of lawsuits is just becoming ridiculous. Kids are going to end up living inside a plastic bubble.
But we're going to need these skills, the knowledge to be out in the ambient world and occasionally to cut your finger or to bruise your leg or to fall over. I mean, if you fall over, first of all, it teaches you, doesn't it, to try not to fall over again.
Exactly. These little cuts and bruises when you're young are actually what prevent you from being killed later in life. I mean, these are the lessons that you get taught that help you learn how to measure and mitigate risk.
We're talking, my wife and I, my daughter, my youngest daughter is 10 in July, and we want to let her start to go places on her own, and you'd be surprised what an effort it is to psychologically come to terms with that. I mean, I said to my wife when I was a kid, I did this, that and the other, and she did when she was a kid. But why as parents now do we find it difficult to let our kids do what we did?
Yes, I think it has to do with the way the media portrays and latches on to every child tragedy that happens anywhere in the world. And we end up getting this very exaggerated view of what the actual risks are out there. And if you talk to specialists in insurance and in sociology, you find out that this is actually the safest time in history to be a child. That if you... Let me ask you a hypothetical, if I may.
Fire away.
Okay. This is going to sound crazy, but suppose you wanted your daughter to be kidnapped by a stranger, and you set her out on a busy street corner in a city. How long do you suppose, statistically speaking, you would have to leave your daughter there before a stranger would kidnap her?
24 hours?
24 hours. I'm going to give you one more guess, and I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, you're way off.
Right. Four days.
8 hours a day, you know, daylight hours, 8 hours a day for 750,000 years in order to ensure that your child is kidnapped.
Oh, crikey. Well,
so that's from a very recent study done here in the U.S.
Crikey, Charlie Guy, point taken on that one. If you can hang about, I'd really like to talk to you some more about the book. It's 106.1, it's Rock Radio with me, Mike Sweeney, here on Drive Time. Guy Vertulli is in the United States of America, talking about his book, 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. And next, I'm going to find out the ones that are the most important. It's 106.1, Rock Radio here on Drive Time. We have a laugh, Dewsbury and I, he's a different generation than me, about when I was a kid. I started my teenage years in 1960, so all my pre-teens were spent, well, from 1947 when I was born through to 1959. And what did I do during those years? Everything. I played in rivers, made rafts, swung across streams on a rope, played in the buildings that had been bombed during the Second World War, played with glass, bits of rusty metal, played games that included throwing stones at my friends and having stones thrown back at me, and generally had one of those childhoods where you cut your knees, your elbows, your arms, your face, your back, you broke things, and it was just part of growing up, perfectly normal. With me, I've got Guy Vertulli from the States. His book is called 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. Guy, thank you for joining us.
It's a great pleasure.
So what made you, what gave you the formative idea that we need this book?
Well, when you start to read about schools that are banning somersaults and cartwheels in the playground, it's really time to start talking about what we're doing when we overprotect children. And that's depriving them of the very experiences that are going to make them creative geniuses capable of changing the world when they're adults.
We thought that here in the UK, it's called the health and safety industry. And I've got to say, I thought it was peculiar just to the United Kingdom. I didn't realize that it was something that had started to spread its tentacles out in the States.
Oh, yes. You know, I live in California, which is regarded by legal scholars as the most litigious state in the world. The number of things that you can't do anymore because of the possibility of lawsuits is just becoming ridiculous. Kids are going to end up living inside a plastic bubble.
But we're going to need these skills, the knowledge to be out in the ambient world and occasionally to cut your finger or to bruise your leg or to fall over. I mean, if you fall over, first of all, it teaches you, doesn't it, to try not to fall over again.
Exactly. These little cuts and bruises when you're young are actually what prevent you from being killed later in life. I mean, these are the lessons that you get taught that help you learn how to measure and mitigate risk.
We're talking, my wife and I, my daughter, my youngest daughter is 10 in July, and we want to let her start to go places on her own, and you'd be surprised what an effort it is to psychologically come to terms with that. I mean, I said to my wife when I was a kid, I did this, that and the other, and she did when she was a kid. But why as parents now do we find it difficult to let our kids do what we did?
Yes, I think it has to do with the way the media portrays and latches on to every child tragedy that happens anywhere in the world. And we end up getting this very exaggerated view of what the actual risks are that are out there. And if you talk to specialists in insurance and in sociology, you find out that this is actually the safest time in history to be a child. That if you... Let me ask you a hypothetical, if I may.
Fire away.
Okay. This is going to sound crazy, but suppose you wanted your daughter to be kidnapped by a stranger and you set her out on a busy street corner in a city. How long do you suppose, statistically speaking, you would have to leave your daughter there before a stranger would kidnap her?
24 hours?
24 hours. I'm going to give you one more guess, and I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, you're way off.
Right. Four days.
8 hours a day, you know, daylight hours, 8 hours a day for 750,000 years in order to ensure that your child is kidnapped.
Oh, crikey. Well,
so that's from a very recent study done here in the U.S.
Crikey, Charlie Guy, a point taken on that one. If you can hang about, I'd really like to talk to you some more about the book. It's 106.1, it's Rock Radio with me, Mike Sweeney, here on Drive Time. Guy Vertulli is in the United States of America, talking about his book, 50 Dangerous Things You Should Let Your Children Do. And next, I'm going to find out the ones that are the most important.